You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have a question for you.
What?
Have you ever done car flirting before?
Yeah, I think.
Should I describe I think for people maybe, who don't know?
Paint a picture of it a little bit.
We're going to read a letter from a guy named Sean in just a minute. But before we do the letter, I wanted you to be able to comment on your own situation before we read his letter. He's asking for advice from his boys. For people who don't know, car flirting is simply where you see somebody in the car during your morning commute or afternoon commute, and you kind of are attracted to them, and you try to reach out. Maybe you wave.
You keep looking at them and smiling.
You know what we're talking about.
You know flirting.
Have you done that?
I've even done the thing where I, like, take my two fingers and point at my eyes and then point back.
Shut up. You do that.
Like, I'm watching you. You know, like, eh? Okay. I'm happily married, Dom, but
I like the disclaimer. That's good.
But every once in a while, it's kind of nice to see if you still got it a little bit, okay? It gives you a little, like, all right, still got it a little bit. If I pull up next to a pretty lady and I glance over, sure, I'll keep glancing over until she looks over, maybe give her a little smile or a wave, like, how are you today, you know? And if I get a wave back, it makes me feel good. Why not?
It's just some sort of validation?
Yeah, I think it is, because, I mean, I'm not going to act on anything. I'm happily married, like I said, but it just makes me feel good in my tummy.
It's a slippery slope, dude.
It's a very slippery slope. I know. I don't like follow her home then or anything like that. You know, I'll go on my merry way to Kohl's or wherever I'm headed.
It's especially creepy and weird if you've got your Lila in the car seat in the back. And you're doing
the windows down. That's when you reach over and you put that back window up and it's tinted, you know, and you. Nobody knows there's a kid in the back seat, Dom. Nobody knows. Although with that,
you throw a blanket over her.
Quickly throw a jacket on her.
She's like, hey,
what are you doing?
And then I'm making the eye gestures. I will say, that being said, it is easier for me to flirt, not in America's pickup, because it does have a back seat and the kids are usually back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have my fun car, my Corvette Peppermint. Because it's white with
that's the
peppermint.
Name of your
so
car.
If I'm out in Peppermint,
how come I didn't know that?
Something my buddies did
peppermint.
For me.
Peppermint.
Well, it's white with red stripes. It looks like, or candy cane. They call me candy cane too. So if I'm out in candy,
it's probably
cane,
easier to get into that when you're wearing your skirt, right?
Shut up. It's cool. So if I'm out in candy cane.
Uh-huh.
And I see a pretty lady. Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. 100%. You have to flirt because you're in a cool sports car, got my sunglasses on.
I think that makes you more of a D-bag if you're in a sports car doing it. It's kind of
really?
Like doing the double finger pistol point. Hey.
Hey,
baby, look at me. I'm in a sports car. Yeah, that's more of a D
move. If I see it being done, yeah, that's a douchey move. But if it's me doing it, it's super cool.
No, it isn't. I think a woman who sees you in a pickup truck smiling at her, you seem more down to earth. If you're in some Corvette looking over like, hey, I'm Johnny Cool.
I see what you're saying, but the amount of waves from the truck to the vet, I get a lot more waves and a lot more like, a lot more like putting on chapstick while I'm looking over, you know? A lot of that. She looks at me, puts her Carmex on.
Idiot.
But no, I'm not familiar with this car flirting. No idea what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, let's quickly do Sean's letter.
All right.
Because he wants advice from his boys. Hey, boys, he does the Z, so we'll give him that. There is a woman I see about once a week as I drive home from work. I never see her in the morning. But yesterday, I saw her again at the red light next to me. She obviously works right around where I do, and we happen to leave at the same time. She's gorgeous and once or twice has looked over and smiled at me. One time, she gave a little wave, then drove off. Well, I think, let me interject here. Sean, I think if you see the same person all the time, eventually there's kind of a...
Like, oh, here we are again.
Right.
It's like a courtesy wave.
Like Jeremy knows, I get in here at like 4:45 in the morning, and I spend like 45 minutes doing a lot of prep work for the show, and then I go for about a 15-minute walk in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clear my head, think about
snooping
the show,
through people's stuff.
Get a little exercise, I go down to the second floor of our building, and I just walk around. And so people who are coming into the building, there's often the same faces that I will see.
Sure.
And so there's like conversation. Hey, how's it going? You see them all the time.
That's what this is.
And I think that's what Sean's experiencing here. All right. He says one time she gave a little wave, then drove off. He says, I'm subtly dying to flag her down and point to the side of the road to see if she'd roll down her window and talk, or I thought about making a big sign with my phone number so she could text me if she's available and interested.
That's kind of cute.
He says, but I haven't done this because it would scream creepy, maybe. Advice from my boys would be appreciated. That's Sean.
Dude.
Let's go with advice from listeners.
I want to do that, yeah. Brittany wrote in, says, she said, I met my husband on I-25. Road flirting can totally work out.
Mm-hmm.
We smiled at each other and waved. There you go.
We had somebody call us many years ago who met their SO on C-470.
Mm-hmm.
They were backed up in traffic, and they rolled the windows
down.
Traffic was stopped, and they rolled the windows down and started talking.
Yeah.
I think they got married, and I think that was their story. They met on C-470. But remember I said that if he points to the side of the road or something like that? But well, Lisa wrote in. She goes, Dom, if you had a daughter, would you recommend she pull over if a guy pointed to the side of the road?
Exactly. Like, how weird is that?
All right. So I admit, when you put it like that, if it's my daughter.
That's funny.
Irene's on the phone. Good morning, Irene. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's a good morning. How about you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. I've called so many times and have never gotten through.
Today's your day.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you as much time as you want. How's that?
I'm giving you a little wave right now, Irene. Here's my little wave.
And I'm winking. I'm winking at you.
Well, I'm cheesing it up over here, so.
All right. What do you think?
I think it is super cute. If somebody did that to me, I would be like, I'm definitely going to text you, especially if he was attractive. I mean, the whole pulling over, like, pointing, that's, like, super creeper status, so I would not do that. But then, at the same token, it's going to be kind of weird if she turns him down, and then they constantly see each other, so then it's... going to be awkward.
That is funny. You'd have to start taking a different route to work every day or get your windows like really tinted.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it might make it kind of a cute.
Another road.
Yeah, it might be kind of cute if they go out once, there's no chemistry. It might make for a funny kind of wave later on when you're in the car.
It's
like,
a
hey.
One finger wave is what it's going to boil down to,
not.
I think.
Dude, but are you. So speaking from a woman's perspective, you want the guy to try to make some sort of, she might be driving along thinking the same things he is, like, I wonder if I should hold up a sign or something.
Yeah, because the way I see it is if I was in her position and I did a wave, that obviously means I'm interested, but then how you said you waved to your colleague, I mean, it's kind of, it's like a double-edged sword because you don't know which one to do, you know?
Right.
Right. Well, and you know what? Here's my thing. The sign, just make it your phone number and hold your phone number up in the window and say, call me right now. Like, you're both sitting there in traffic. You both are going to have cell phones.
Right.
Call each other and just make small talk during your drive.
Yes, but you realize that what some people will say to that is, then he has your number, and he could be, like, he could constantly text you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying that. I'm
Star 6-7, block it before you call.
People will say that.
Star 6-7.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Lisa's thing is that it's creepy. Now, Irene, you're saying pulling over would be creepy, but definitely share the number, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for taking the time. I'm glad you got through.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Irene.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for noticing. Diana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys.
Hi. How are you?
What do you think?
I think you should go for it. You know how many times that I've been out of light and I looked over and smile and it's like, damn. Give me a call. But, of course, nothing ever happened.
Damn.
Well, they can't give you a call, Diana, unless you hold up a phone number.
I know.
You're not ever going to do that.
No, I never did it. No. But,
so it's just a fantasy because you would never take the step of holding up a phone number.
Yeah, because I don't even know how this guy's voice is. I just know he's good looking and he has a sweet smile.
Well,
I don't even know how tall he is, or...
We're starting to hear all the things.
Yeah, you're very picky all of a sudden.
He's got to have a great voice and be tall.
I don't know how his breath is.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Yes.
See you later.
You're welcome. You enjoy your day, you guys.
Thank you very much. So I guess what we're saying here is he should hold up a phone number.
I think so.
What has he got to lose? There's literally nothing to lose if he just creates a sign. And, Sean, make it large enough that she can read it, you know, across the 10 or 15 feet or whatever, and make it legible. Maybe have, you know, a woman write it for you.
Good handwriting.
With some good handwriting. Nadine, what do you want to say about that?
Well, good morning, boys. I just wanted to say that if he's going to hold up a sign with his phone number, maybe say something a little bit personal about her so she doesn't think that he's just some creeper with his phone number written on a, you know, piece of cardboard to any old person.
What do you mean? Like, what he put on there, hey, Red, or hey, Blondie? I mean, what does he say?
Well, you know, something. Just, hey, girl in the red car. Or,
yeah, I was going to say, describe her car. Be like, hey, red Civic girl, you know? You're pretty.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But then that's more words that you get on there, and it's you're not going to be able to read it from a distance. It'd be too small if you get too wordy.
You got to get up real close.
Maybe, you know, put a billboard across your hood or something.
Whatever. You're just saying he needs to go for it, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you for the call, Nadine. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thanks. I guess she's got a good point. Personalize it somehow.
Right.
And then you've got to follow up with us.
Yep. Good luck, buddy.
Because I want to know how this road romance turns out.